This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Here we go. It's the Adam Ritz Show. My name is Adam Ritz. Thank you for joining me. On the phone, I have Jay Baker. Hey, Jay, how's it going?
It is going great, Adam. Looking forward to another outstanding edition of the Adam Ritz Show.
Welcome to spring. We officially crossed over from one season into the next, and I thought we'd start with a little checklist for the maintenance of your home, something people, you know, you get into spring cleaning and spring organization, especially when it's, if you're still in the really cold part of America, the spring cleaning you do is probably inside your house. But some of those 60 degree days are popping up here and there, and you might want to get outside and take a look at these outdoor spring home maintenance tips. Number one, Jay Baker, is clear your roof and clean your gutters, something I hate to do.
Yeah, and you got to be careful, too, because we've talked about ladder safety. You don't necessarily want to be up there on that ladder awkwardly cleaning out your gutters. But ironically, if you don't keep your gutters clean, then you have all kinds of home maintenance issues. So
for
sure. There you go.
And you know, my home, I've got on the first level, I've got gutters, and then the second level has gutters. I clean the first level, and then I hire somebody to do the second level. I'm not getting up there. It's not worth the medical bills for when I fall. And I didn't say if. I said when.
Yeah, I always say, let the professionals do it. That's why they're professionals.
And here's just a horror story for you. First person, my next door neighbor. Now, this wasn't cleaning of gutters, but it was cutting down a tree. He climbed a tree sort of in between our properties with his chainsaw to cut it down. Oh. And he fell out of the tree. Now, there was no horror story. I shouldn't have said horror story. The chainsaw didn't get him on the way down.
Yikes, yeah.
He landed. Thank God he was just, you know, minor, not bruises. There were bones broken. And he was out of commission for 12 weeks. So, you know, if you want to get up on your roof and do these tips, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that do this with their eyes closed and they're not afraid of heights, or maybe they do it for a living. And it's one thing you can do to your own home that's easy. But if you're not used to it, it's worth opening up the checkbook to keep you from a 12-week hospital stint. The happy part of the story is he's completely fine now. He is all healed. The walker is gone. He had a walker for a while, too.
Oh, my.
It's like, wow. Yeah. So, you know, I have a tree in my backyard I'd like to cut down. I think I'm just going to look at his story and hire somebody to do it. So clear your roof and clean your gutters. Number two on the list, inspect the foundation of your home. With snow and ice thawing and all the rain in spring, the excess water can likely damage the foundation of your house. And if it is, you want to stay on top of that for certain. Reseal woodwork is number three on the list. So if you have a home with wooden paneling or panels, window panes is what I'm trying to say, wooden window panes around
yes.
the glass, that is one of the first places that starts to rot, and you can have some expensive bills downriver if you don't reseal that as it happens.
Also not a bad time to take a look at exposed deck wood, because you don't know what's going on there. So it's a good time to look at that as well.
That's any kind of wood. That, wood that had not been treated very well over the winter with all the ice, snow, and wetness and dampness, they can start to rot. Yeah, wooden decks are on the list as well. Thanks, Jay. Number four on the list, survey hardscaped material, including the concrete, the asphalt, your stoops, your sidewalks. I'm guilty of this. The main sidewalk leading up to my house, it has had so much just ice and snow damage. It's a hazard. I mean, I know where to step I know where the hole is in the sidewalk. I know where not to step to not twist my ankle. But I need to fix that. I am first on this list to go check the concrete and asphalt out in front of my house. I don't care if it's just, you know, Melissa said to me, even if it's just quickcrete and it doesn't last, just fill in that hole so the Amazon guy doesn't break his ankle and sue us.
That's right.
Number five, look for termites. Now, I'm not very skilled or experienced in what termite damage looks like. I would imagine if I saw it, I would probably know it. So just look for termite damage. Any sort of, this relates really to what we were talking about, your wooden deck and the wooden window panes with water damage. Termite damage similar with the wooden trim and just the exterior of your home. Termite damage can also add up in your pocketbook if you don't take care of it when you see it. Number six on the list, test your irrigation system. I don't have one, Jay. I'm trying to guess if you have an irrigation system. Do you?
I do not. But, you know, here's what's funny about irrigation systems. They require quite a bit of maintenance. And one of the issues is making sure that they work in the springtime and that they've been properly deactivated in the fall. Because if you let water accumulate and freeze, you're going to find out something about physics that says water expands as frozen.
Yeah, that's, you're absolutely right. And I would add to this, you know, if you're not in that percentage of America that has an irrigation system to keep your lawn lush and green, let's add your just hose spigot or faucet to this list.
Yes.
Test your, you know, your hose if you forgot to take your hose off when winter began, and now all the water that was in the hose and in the spigot has been freezing and unfreezing and freezing and unfreezing. Go ahead on the next nice 50-degree day. Get out in your yard. Make sure your front and back spigot where your hoses connect are functioning properly. Number seven on your list, take a look at your screens, the window screens, your screen doors. You know, over the course of a winter, you can have some windy days, blowing around debris, sticks. You don't know what kind of things over the last 4 or 5 months might have hit a screen and ripped a hole in your favorite window that you like to open up during springtime. So,
well, and then here's something I'll add to that as well. I bet if you check around, there's a hardware store somewhere close to you where they'll actually rebuild your screens for you. So it's exactly what Adam said, is find the screens that have been knocked around or they've just been there too long. Or we love this. We have woodpeckers in our neighborhood and they love to tear the screen. There's something about it that, you know, they just look at it and go, you know, this needs a fairly large hole in it. And I'm just the bird to do it.
Yeah.
So I usually end up taking our screens, I'd say about every 2 years, 3 years, up to our local hardware store. Not all of them do it, but check the guys that rebuild those screens. They love it because they know that you need it.
And, you know, I've heard that screens are one of the easiest things to patch and repair yourself.
Yes.
Especially if it's a screen in, you know, let's say it's a back window where you don't mind. There's no one that's going to drive up into your front driveway and see the terrible patch job you did.
Yeah, there's no worries. But, you know, and it's nice to have the screen. So, yeah, I think that's a great point about home maintenance.
Just a couple of more here. Jay, number eight on the list, dump standing water. So if you had a 5-gallon bucket left over in your yard or some wheelbarrow or some sort of a container that has been filled with condensation, precipitation, slush, snow melting, go ahead and look for standing water, dump it over. Those can become breeding grounds for mosquitoes every spring. Number nine on the list, paint your exterior. So this is going back to that rotten wood sort of conversation. Once you seal the wood that you find that might need resealed, go ahead and get some exterior paint and, you know, do some trim painting and make your house look pretty for the summer.
This sounds like a lot of work, Adam.
It does.
This is making me tired.
Yeah.
This list, this doesn't help me. You just gave me a to-do list. I already have a to-do list, and now you're giving me more to do? This sounds too hard. There's your public service announcement to do more work this spring.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, you know, by the time you hear this show, we'll be right smack in the midst of what they call the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Now, it has all other kinds of names, but Adam and I have been in broadcasting for so long that there's a list of rules about as long as your arm. So I'm going to call it the NCAA tournament, which I know I can say.
You're allowed to say that. I think a lot of people get away with saying just the madness. I think you can call it the madness. And if you want to go ahead and mention which one of the 12 months you are in, we are in March. So it's the madness that is happening this month of March. I think you are allowed to say that.
It's funny. All these you can technically say because it is what it is. However, they're very careful about commercial content and taking commercial use away from them. So we'll just leave it as it's the tournament. You already know what we're talking about. And
you
it's
know,
estimated.
Sorry to interrupt. It just occurred to me. Are we allowed to call this this sporting event this March? Can we call it the World Series or the Super Bowl?
Wouldn't it be great? Let's add some confusion. It's the Super Bowl of basketball.
I mean, you're not allowed to say Super Bowl in early February, and you're not allowed to say World Series in the early fall. But maybe during this month, you can say that. Maybe you can. I'll just shut up now. Go ahead, please.
Well, it is funny, and almost everything gets, as you said, service mark, trademark, exclusive use of, like you take an event like the Daytona 500, there are 20 phrases associated with that event that those words are copyrighted too. So if you refer to the Daytona 500, you can say that. And its nickname is It's America's Race. Well, all those things you can't say in conjunction with commercial products. So that's where your headache begins and ends.
Yeah.
You think America's Race, man, that is so clever. Oh, wait, I accidentally mentioned XYZ Corporation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the big no-no. You cannot say these terms in connection with selling with a commercial product in an advertisement.
Correct.
So we could probably say it. I think I've seen news outlets do packages on what they call the correct term that I'm not going to say right now. And I think they're allowed to say it because they're not selling anything. However, you may get in trouble because you're still using it to better your airwaves, and the NCAA owns that term. You're not allowed to say that term to make a news package that might increase your ratings, which will then increase your ad revenue. So there's all kinds of rules that Jay and I, we don't completely understand them. We're going to err on the side of safety and just say the month after February craziness.
It's crazy, man. Oh, well, I always love it. You and I live in a city where there's a lot of NCAA events. We're very fortunate. You know, we have the amateur athletes participating in a number of things that happen in our city. But suffice to say, the NCAA men's basketball tournament, 68 million Americans will wager some amount of money on this tournament.
That's a sizable amount of money if every single person bets at least $1, and you know it's going to be more than that. I mean, that's a lot of gambling. I hope everybody has the willpower to stop when they get close to getting in trouble.
Now, you know, I'm really good at picking brackets, and this year I think I've selected the perfect bracket. And you might say to yourself, like, that's seemingly impossible. But if you review, surely there's been thousands of perfect brackets. Well, guess what? in the history of this basketball tournament, there has never been a certified perfect bracket selected.
So are you certified? You know, was there one? Maybe I think there might have been one where the guy claimed he had it perfect, but it was not part of an actual official contest,
when you say
so it wasn't certified.
Yeah, there's two or three companies out there that keep track of these, and here's why. Let's say you work for a company, and we could go ahead and mention it now. In 2014, Warren Buffett promised $1 billion to any employee of his company that could come up with a perfect bracket. $1 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I work for a company that does some stuff, and they offer a prize of $1 million for a perfect bracket. But here's why I bring this up. It's insurance that pays off if somebody selects it. So you and I could say, the Adam Rich Show is going to offer $2 to anybody that comes up with a perfect bracket. Well, because the statistics are so in your favor, you get insurance. So if somebody picks that perfect bracket, you and I don't have to pay that $2. Thank goodness, because I'm not sure I've got it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, but you see what I'm saying about what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an insurance company. It's a little bit like when you go to the golf tournament, pro-am or the fundraising golf tournament in your community. And
sure.
It's like hole in one wins a new Cadillac.
Yeah.
Well, an insurance company is pretty much guaranteeing that's not going to happen.
Right.
But if it does, that's what the insurance is all about.
And so what about this year? Did you fill out your bracket? Do you think you're going to win the million?
Well, I think so. In fact, right now, officially, no one has ever filled out a perfect bracket until this year.
Until
when
you.
I think my bracket, yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, you'll love this. You have to make guesses for 67 games. This began, of course, because back in 2011, they added the so-called play-in games, mm-hmm. and then that expanded the field to 68 teams. So you have to select 67 games, and your odds of choosing all 67 correctly, 1 in 147 quintillion.
Jeez.
So, you know, you have million, billion,
trillion,
quadrillion. And then I guess quintillion is the five in that list.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's quite a few. That's not easy to do.
I'm just telling you.
It was tough for me. I mean, I had to think it through. And I selected, Adam, as you well know, I've got a tried and true system, which I'm going to freely share on these airwaves because I want you to have a perfect bracket as well.
Okay.
And that is, you look at the team's mascot and you say to yourself, could this mascot beat up this mascot? And the example, of course, would be if you had a team, you know, that featured, like the marching. Well, here would be a perfect example. Many schools have the Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice red bird. But if your team is the Tigers, we know everyone. Come on, duh. Everyone knows a Tiger can beat up a Cardinal.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Just look
at
the mascots.
That's how you look at it.
The
mascot.
So you've got the UConn Huskies.
Right.
And the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Husky's a little tougher dog.
You think the Husky could beat up the Bulldog?
Yeah. And part of the problem is because Bulldogs take a lot of naps.
They do seem slow.
They do seem a little slow. Yeah. So this scientific method works every time. You follow it, you will have a perfect bracket. Now, there's certain mascots like the Demon Deacons. I don't know if they can win in a fight, but I wouldn't want to mess with a Demon Deacon, would you?
Well, I'm just going to guess What a demon deacon is, I don't really know. Do you know? Let me guess before you tell me. Do you know what a demon deacon is?
Well, I would imagine a deacon is a member of like a church, yeah, or like something like that. So like the demon deacon is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I'm like, okay, you've got
he's
a
one
member
that's gone rogue.
You've got a member of the clergy who's demonic.
Sure.
That guy, he is tearing apart a husky.
Well, absolutely. There's no question about that. So, yeah. You know, what is Gonzaga? The Zags? Or what? You know, and the Akron. Oh, the Akron is not playing in the tournament.
The Zips.
But they're known as the Zips.
The Zips. Yeah.
I don't know what a Zip could do in a battle.
I don't know how you quantify the meanness or the aggressiveness of a Zip. But yeah, how about the Nebraska Cornhuskers? I think depends on who the farmer is. I've seen some pretty big farmers I wouldn't want to mess with. But, you know, if there's a 5'7" Cornhusker out there, he's going down to the Demon Deacon.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you with this. Here's a couple of interesting oddities. A number 5 seed has never won the tournament.
So that just leads me to believe that every other seed has? Or that's impossible.
I know. I think if you look through the list, I think the deepest I've ever heard is like a 12 or a 14 seed.
Okay.
Has made it to the championship. But yes, a number 5 seed for whatever reason, isn't that? That's just one of those, you know, it's almost like saying an orange car has never won the Indy 500. You know, I mean, there has been, but it's a little bit like that. You know, it's like, why would this be? Because there's no particular reason.
Yeah, and I mean, a 5 seed is in the top half of the – there's 64
sure.
teams, and there's 4 teams per line. So you've got 4 number 1 seeds. You've got 4 number 5 seeds. So that means if you're a 5 seed, you're one of the top 20 teams in the tournament. It's hard to believe that a top 20 team hasn't won the thing.
Yeah, and in a certified group – the most picks an individual has ever guessed correctly, this is just in the last 8 years, is 58 out of 67. So somebody correctly predicted 58, which is not bad, but not that 67 that we're looking for.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And then here's even a weird story this year. I don't know if you saw this, but Wagner went to the NCAA tournament. They'd never been there before. Wagner is a private liberal arts college in Staten Island, New York. It has an enrollment of just under 2,000 students. Mm-hmm. They only had 7 players on their roster. And they won their first ever NCAA tournament game in the history of the school
with 7 players. Wow. I'd say the average team has about 12 players. That's not a deep bench, not at all, sir.
No. So I do not expect them to go on much further, but it does show you some of the interesting stories at our NCAA. So as we always say, enjoy the games, enjoy them responsibly. And if you think about it, you have to be responsible whether you are placing a wager on the game or you're snacking. I mean, it's this responsible thing is really going against my grain.
You know, that's when you think of abuse during the basketball tournament, you think gambling. But in all seriousness, the calories and the alcohol can add up. You
Absolutely.
Know, responsible drinking, you get carried away at a party, and then there's maybe keys or a vehicle involved. I mean, there is a lot of damage that can be done this spring with the tournament as far as alcohol goes, or overeating, and the gambling. So just moderation is the key. Keep all of that in mind. Call for help if you need it.
Absolutely. Here's a cool story. Metallica is partnering with Carhartt, which is the workwear company, to help fund skilled trade education for women.
Wow. What a cool story.
I think so, too. We've talked about on this show about Metallica does stuff with an organization within their brand Metallica called All Within My Hands Foundation. And it is a not-for-profit arm of Metallica, and they actually do a lot of outreach. This particular one is for trade education for women. They're providing the next generation of hardworking women with the training and tools needed to take their future into their own hands.
That is such a cool story. And for everybody that was banging their head in the 90s to Metallica, thinking that it was so, you know, bad ASS. And
yes,
who would look into the crystal ball and see how much philanthropy and charity work that Metallica does and think that was a possibility? Now, I'm not saying they were bad guys back in the 90s. I'm just saying that, man, when you were rocking out in your late 20s, in 1997 to Metallica. And now, it's everybody grows up. Everybody gets, a little more responsible. I think it's a cool story.
I think so, too. So very cool that they're doing that. And they do two or three big efforts during the years. We always try to point out the good that they are doing, because Metallica, you know, your parents, they weren't so happy that you were spending a lot of time listening to that. That stuff was going to melt your brain, young man.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I think when we get off the air here and I take off my headphones, if I sit in the quiet room, I will hear a low hum in my eardrums, and I blame some of that on Metallica.
Absolutely. Hey, here's a story, kind of sad, but we thought we'd bring it up just because this is, you know, it's kind of a little slice of Americana. The days of people not being Costco members but enjoying the Costco food court appear to be coming to an end. Costco is an interesting company because there's like Costco fans that run these websites, because a lot of what Costco does is kind of fascinating. Now, I am not personally a member, but a lot of stuff from Costco shows up in our news feed because of all the stuff that they do, and they are sort of a if you will, a harbinger of what's going on in the retail world. For years, members and non-members alike were able to enjoy the benefits. This was actually a famous food combo. You could get a hot dog and a beverage for $1.50.
And the hot dog was enormous. It was like a jumbo.
Yes.
It was almost a foot longer, I think. Poppy seed bun. I mean, it was maybe the best deal on planet Earth. And everybody that's had one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they are tasty. But a new sign has popped up in stores in Orlando, New Orleans, and a couple of other locations. And it does appear to show, so we don't know this to be absolutely certain, but it does appear that the changes in the air, the signs warn that starting on April the 8th, Costco memberships will be required to purchase anything at their food court.
That is such good news. I thought you were going to tell me that Costco was closing all food courts. But that is not the case. You just have to be a member, which, Jay, I didn't know that you didn't have to be a member. So you're saying until April 8th, if you're not a member, you can go in the exit of Costco straight to the food court and purchase some snacks, some pizza, some chicken bakes, some hot dogs. Maybe they have incredible soft serve, low fat vanilla yogurt. You can do that if you're not a member until April 8th. That's the main story. This is good news.
Apparently, this is a loophole that we're turning you on to.
I didn't know about the loophole.
We want you to go and enjoy.
That's the only reason I have a membership, is so that I can go to the food court. And I never even needed one.
Well, and I always thought you were a member so that you could buy 5,000 rolls of toilet paper at a time. So if anything happened in your community, a snowstorm or a total eclipse of the sun, you could stock up.
I do. Now that my kids are out of the house, we have a toilet paper room that is just full of Costco toilet paper. That is true. All right, Jay, I'm going to get on the horse and head to Costco, not because I have any chance of not getting an item at the Costco food court, but now I'm just craving it. I do. I've been known to spend $300 at Costco, and on my way out, just do one more swipe of my debit card and get one slice of pizza to go. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to hear this episode or any of our episodes in podcast form, they are on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.